This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Greetings from Chicago, the site of Sports Business Journal's Brand Innovation Summit. Did you realize that with the calendar having turned in November, there are only 2 days this month without football? That's right, tonight starts what's known across college football as MACtion, where the Mid-American Conference fills up your TV screen on most Tuesday and Wednesday nights, bridging that gap between Monday night and Thursday night football in the NFL. Oh, and for your viewing pleasure tonight, you also have Game 6 of the World Series from Houston, where the Braves lead the Astros 3-2. First pitch is scheduled for 8:09 Eastern on Fox. And for those fans in Atlanta, the Braves are going to open Truist Park for a watch party. Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 2nd. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. FanDuel and DraftKings are among a number of companies that have submitted bids to buy The Athletic, according to sources cited by The Information. The subscription-only sports news site recently tapped LionTree to explore a sale of all or part of its business after talks with The New York Times and separately with Axios failed. The Athletic, whose investors include Founders Fund, Courtside Ventures, and Powerhouse Capital, is seeking a valuation of more than $750 million. Meadowlark Media is expanding its footprint as John Skipper and Dan Lebatard have signed a first-look deal with Apple TV+. Under the multi-year deal, Meadowlark will develop and produce documentaries and unscripted series for the streaming platform. The deal with Meadowlark Media could give Apple TV+ a greater toehold in sports-related programming, an area the streamer has yet to explore much. In September, the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gotts was only one of two sports podcasts to crack the top 10 most downloaded podcasts in the U.S. USA Network will carry a triple header of Premier League games on January 1st, the day after NBCSN goes dark. Those games, which start at 7 a.m. Eastern, will begin a year where USA Network will carry more than 1,500 hours of sports programming that formerly had been on NBCSN. Later this week, NBC Sports Group formally will announce the specific sports properties that will migrate from NBCSN to USA Network, including many NASCAR and IndyCar races, USGA and R&A golf championships, and Olympic sports. Sports will be moving to more than just USA Network, however. CNBC, E, and Peacock also will carry sports events exclusively. And other sports migrating to USA Network include college sports, horse racing, and cycling. If you tune in to NBCSN on January 1st, you'll see an on-screen graphic telling viewers where they can see specific sports. NBC Sports also plans to use marketing and social media campaigns to get the word out. In its final season on Fox, Thursday Night Football is posting a whopping 25% viewership increase over last year. That's according to our Austin Karp. Through four games, Fox and the NFL Network are averaging 15.6 million viewers, which is essentially flat with 2019. The package's big boost this season came from last week's Packers-Cardinals game, which attracted the fifth largest Thursday night audience since it launched in 2006. The 20.3 million viewers for last week's game is the second biggest audience since Fox started carrying the Thursday night package in 2018. Thursday Night Football is headed exclusively to Amazon Prime next season, where the streaming network is paying in the neighborhood of $1.2 billion per year for the exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football, though games will be available on over-the-air stations in the participating teams' home markets. The PGA Tour's Houston Open signed HP as title sponsor of the event, with it now being called the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Houston Open. The tournament begins next week. The Astros Golf Foundation operates and serves as the host organization for the event. All four rounds of the event, which carry a $7.5 million purse, will be televised on Golf Channel. Memorial Park Golf Course will host the tournament in the heart of the city for the second straight year. Western Michigan Athletic Director Kathy Beauregard announced her retirement after 42 years with the Broncos. a former SBJ game changer. Her final day on the job will be December 31st. Beauregard originally joined Western in 1979 to coach gymnastics and rose through the ranks as assistant athletic director before assuming the top spot in 1997. Congratulations to her on a great run in Kalamazoo. And we'll end on a quick programming note. Join SBJ to hear top executives from companies such as CBS Sports, NBC Sports, ESPN, Metalark Media, and Overtime discuss how they are adapting to evolving consumer preferences and consumption patterns at this year's Media Innovators event on November 9th and 10th in New York City. To learn more, visit the events page on sportsbusinessjournal.com. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.